I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net. Today I'm here with Frank Makris. He's Managing Director at Bearing Point. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you, and thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about technology cost transparency, and I'm wondering, Frank, if you could start by kind of giving us an idea of what exactly that means and the role of technology cost transparency in the organization today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And I've been working with financial services clients for about 18 years, and as I look at the industry, as we are consistently out with our clients, technology costs become a more and more critical piece of the business and of delivering financial services products. And there's, to this day, there's little understanding of some of the key drivers of technology expenses and how they relate to the business volumes that are being driven in the marketplace. So as companies add new accounts, as companies have an increase in their online banking applications and online banking services, there's a huge need for more technology expenditures, and there's difficulty in relating those expenditures back to the business. And so we've seen a need to increase and improve the ability to get visibility into the technology operation and to be able to use that information to support cost takeout efforts and improvement efforts and just understanding the real true cost of providing the various products and services.
So why does that prove to be so difficult? What are the barriers to creating this kind of transparency?
Historically, it's taken a long time to implement. I think that's the main thing, is most companies have just gotten fatigue in trying to measure the full cost of all the products and services they offer and understanding the technology costs of that. It's taken a long time to measure those things, and again, the complexity of the technology organization has become more and more larger and more complex over time, and so it's really the time and effort it takes to implement. And what we've found in our work over time is that there needs to be a way to justify that by trying to accelerate the work, accelerating the effort to get through this, and also provide tangible economic value. Many of the efforts have been driven more by finance than by the technology organization, and so we find that more finance-driven initiatives are more about cost allocation than about truly understanding the difficulties and complexities that are being managed in the technology operation. And so if we find that we make something that is more useful and meaningful for the technology group and the finance becomes more of a byproduct, it really helps make the effort more relevant and meaningful. And what I mean by that is, if we find a way to help use technology cost information and transparency information to drive cost takeout while we're building it, it really helps prove the economic value of this kind of an effort. So to me, the barriers are it takes too long to do, and many times it's more of an academic exercise or a finance-driven exercise. If we can make it an operational exercise and make it part of the fabric of managing the IT business every day and use it to prove that there's an economic value to doing it, I think we've really helped remove those barriers.
So it sounds like it's part of an overall cultural change within the organization, where IT's role is changing, and it's at least part an acknowledgement of technology's role in the organization.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, the technology expenses have become so large in the organization. They're rising at such a fast pace every year, year over year. The technology expense continues to rise dramatically. And technology is really a key driver in all of our financial services clients in terms of the delivery of their products and services. So yes, it's there's an end-to-end process that has to be managed, and making the technology operation more visible internally within technology and then outwardly to the business is crucially important.
So given that, what sorts of things can an organization do to fight this fatigue, as you say, and this sort of cultural barrier there is to understanding the cost of technology and creating greater transparency?
Well, I think what I'd say is start with a pilot and understand, improve the value of this kind of an effort and assess, you know, where you are on the journey towards achieving cost transparency. What I'd say is each of our clients has tried this over time, and they're everyone's at a different point in the journey. And I would say start small and prove the value of generating these types of analytics and these types of metrics, and then build it out over time and prove that it is justifiable and prove that there is economic value to doing it. And, you know, one of the things I would say is that we have we've seen in organizations that are underway doing this or have already completed this, that they're able to see sustainable cost reduction in their IT operation. They're really able to manage IT much more like the business, and managing discreetly the products and services that technology is offering to the business, and managing all those technology assets and resources much more effectively, and with full knowledge of the trade-off of cost and service level and the risk that the business is taking. And I think that's the key, is that business leaders will make the right decision if they understand the cost of what's being offered, the service level that's needed, and the risk that they're taking. And if the cost is too high, you can say, well, we could change the service level, we could accept more risk, and we could deliver the service at a lower price point. And so those are the decisions that clients make when they finally have the cost transparency information at their disposal.
So maybe we can get into some of the nuts and bolts of this a little bit more. What exactly it would look like to be able to gather these metrics and to apply a technology cost transparency solution to an organization, and maybe you could provide some specific examples that you know of that might illustrate this best.
Sure, absolutely. So at its core, technology cost transparency is really a kind of a next generation view of building cost information for technology. So if you break it down into its fundamental pieces, we're defining what are the technology services that the technology group is providing to the business for desktop, for servers, for the mainframe, for the network, for distributed computing, for the application development and maintenance. And so many companies have had what's called a service catalog, and they've had those over time. Many companies have more than one service catalog. What we're suggesting is, in one central repository, define and build your services and link them to your service catalog. So it's part of an ongoing service delivery management framework for technology. So once you've defined these are the services we provide, now you need to measure what is the cost of those services and what is our pricing strategy relative to those services to technology. So measuring the cost of the services, typically organizations have used some type of an activity-based costing approach to measure the cost of services in the technology groups. What I'd say is full ABC, and it's been around for about 15 or 20 years, full ABC really is very rigorous, very detailed, very onerous, and difficult to maintain. So our group and our methodology, our preferred approach, is to use what we call an ABC light approach, where we still get the rigor of a good methodology for measuring the actual costs of the different services, but we're not building it in such a way that we measure down to levels and levels of detail. We summarize to a higher level, and we call that ABC light. So it's that ABC light approach which allows us to accelerate the cost of gathering and the time required to gather all this data. So we build out the cost model, and then we build out the resource consumption model. How do all these technology resources and assets, how are they used in the delivery of those services that I mentioned, and what is the cost of doing that? And so we're making all that visible in a central database. And once that's there, we understand all the people cost related to the delivery of those services, how many FTE are wrapped around each of the activities and processes supporting delivery of those services. That's a new view for the organization. We understand the full cost of mainframe and what it's being used for and how the mainframe utilization, what applications are using the mainframe and what degree. We understand what network resources are being consumed by the various applications and also the amounts that are being used by administrative functions and people in the organization. We understand the server computing world and all the different components that go there and how those support applications. And then we understand the direct cost of building and maintaining the applications themselves. It sounds simple, but there's a lot of detail there and a lot of complexity that has to be dealt with. But once you've built it, you know, having that in one central repository, you now have a place to go. And technology has never had this. This is considered, it's almost business intelligence for technology. It's a central repository where you can get a consistent view of performance and cost and service levels for each of these services that I mentioned. Then there's a way of taking this. Once we measure this for a period of time, we're also able to use the same type of a rigor and a method to start doing planning and forecasting for the business. What is our need in the next period for all of these technology services, and what price will we be pricing those out at? And so what does that mean in terms of our total cost of technology in the next period, so we can tie this into budgeting, planning, and forecasting. The last piece I'll describe is where I say it's really the next generation for this is moving from a technology-centric view of costs and services and moving towards a business consumption view of technology services. When that, what I'm saying there is, instead of measuring technology in terms of gigabytes of storage and MIPS in the mainframe and CPU, we want to try to measure that and tie that to what is the cost and what is the consumption of technology assets and resources to open a checking account or to pull an online statement in an online banking situation or to do online bill pay. What is what does that require? So that the business can understand as they grow, what demands does that place on technology? And to me, that's really where this is headed, and this is the holy grail if you're able to get there. And there are tools and measurement devices out there now that enable this sort of information to be gathered and added to this cost transparency database. Once we've accomplished that, then you can really relate technology to the business in a much more discrete way where that's not been possible before. And so that's really, those are the building blocks. If we take it, it's define the services, measure the cost of those services, define a pricing algorithm for those services, link it to budgeting and forecasting, and then link it to a new view of how technology supports the business. If you can accomplish that, that's really what this cost transparency is all about. In terms of some examples, what I can say is once we've built this out, there's so many dimensions and reports and analytics that can be shared, but a couple of great stories about how clients have used this data to rapidly save dollars. And what we found is that if you're building this and if you're trying to prove the economic value, this type of initiative should be self-funding. You should be able to find and support and optimize cost takeout initiatives by using this information. So, for example, one client had spent a fair amount of time outsourcing their server support to a third-party vendor, and they did a great job of establishing a new contract with that third-party provider, making sure they had the right pricing in place, and they benchmarked that pricing against the industry. So they had good unit pricing for the various services that that vendor was going to provide. What they failed to do, and they found out a year later that their server support cost had increased, they hadn't gone down, was that they failed to classify all of their many thousands of servers. They failed to classify them in the right way. And so, for example, they were paying for Tier 1 support from this third-party provider for the majority of their servers, when, quite honestly, many of those servers were not even production servers. They were development and test servers that could have been charged at a lower service pricing from this third-party vendor. So it's as much about making those kinds of things visible and understanding the trade-off there, and the client was able to save dollars with a simple decision to reclassify servers from one level of service to another for that service provider. So that was one very easy decision the client was able to make once they saw this cost transparency data. Another example is a client of ours had their online banking system, which is common for many banks and financial institutions, was a huge user of the online environment in the mainframe. It consumed 70% of the mainframe the online resources, and it only consumed 12% of the transaction volume. So there was something going on there that wasn't visible to the organization until we brought this all together from a cost transparency perspective. The business said, wow, that's unacceptable to us. That's really expensive, and we didn't realize that it was costing that much to provide that. Yet the marketplace demanded that they have this application. So then it was a matter of how do we go about looking at how the application is architected and how the business process is working, and is there a way to change what we're doing to have an impact on the total cost of providing that service? And so what we found was that the online environment was being utilized by every time a client, an end customer of the bank, would pull an online statement or pull a balance inquiry, the data was pulled real time from the system and presented back to the customer. And, of course, that takes quite a bit of the mainframe resource to do that. And so instead we found a way to store the data offline and have the clients, the end customers, query the offline database to get that information. And it's projected to save just a tremendous amount of the online environment in the mainframe to be used for other things. And so we believe with some of our activities in the mainframe environment for this client that they will not need to procure any new capacity in their mainframe for the next 2 years. And so that's been a huge savings opportunity for them based upon, again, this cost transparency information. So those were a couple of examples of how that's been used in some of our clients.
That's great. I really think that helps to clarify it. And Frank, I'm wondering if you have any additional thoughts for our listeners before we wrap this up.
No, you know, just in closing, I would say, again, this is an emerging solution that we're seeing tremendous interest in across our clients. Every client is at a different point in the journey for this need for this cost transparency information. And I would just urge clients to give it a try and don't give up, that this is something that can be solved, and it can be solved in the right way to achieve a new view of the technology operation to be used internally, and then hopefully to support and really enable some of the improvement initiatives that technology managers have been really struggling with for some time.
Great. Thank you very much, Frank, for taking time and talking to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Frank Makris is Managing Director with Bearing Point.